Strap yourself in,
because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Yes, sir. Reading you loud and clear. The clock has started.
Five, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This week's episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
This podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. I'm your host, Just Nate, and on the phone today we have remote DK. Welcome, DK.
Thanks a lot, Nate. How you doing, man?
Well, we're trying to figure out new tech equipment, so we'll get there. But other than that, it's good.
And we've also been on the road for the last 2 weeks, so between you and I, it's been very interesting.
Yeah, and it looks like I'll probably be going on the road again tomorrow. So we'll
take equipment with us again.
So anyway, let's see. So where are you in the world?
I am in beautiful Denver, Colorado. Sunny blue skies on this October day, and I am attending the Association for Proposal Management Professionals (APMP). Bid and Proposal Conference. So if you are a, it doesn't have to be government contractor, it could be commercial, whatever. If you do proposals, capture business development, so the whole business development process, capture proposals, this conference is for you. That's what this conference and this organization, APMP, I'm going to visit them at apmp.org. That's what this organization and also this conference is all about. And I'll talk a little later about some other upcoming events, but they host webinars and conferences, and there's chapters all over the country. So if you are a government contractor, want to be a government contractor, or you're part of the government contracting ecosystem, these types of events and these types of organizations are designed just for you to join. So highly recommend it. This has been a terrific event. We're in day one of the actual conference today. It goes through Wednesday at the Gaylord Hotel, but a great event.
Which is an awesome hotel, by the way.
Yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Gaylord, I would love a free room there someday. It's awesome. you and I did stay there this year one time before, so.
That's correct.
I can imagine where you guys are right now.
I had not been over to the events side, which is just gigantic. It's bigger than the other side, I think. Just the lodging and the schools and all that.
Yeah, I did walk over there, but I didn't get through any of the big doors and stuff. So, okay, so Dennis, go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say I have a guest too. I was just going, what have I got myself into?
Yes, and that guest name is Tracy Serber. Welcome, Tracy.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
So, Tracy, give us your title first.
Sure. So, my title is a Pitches and Pursuits Manager, and I work for a law firm, Hogan Lovells. I'm actually on the commercial side of proposal management, but I'm also coming here today because I'm one of the chapter co-chairs for the Colorado chapter of APMP, and I wanted to share a little bit about what it is that we do and how we support our membership.
Excellent. Well, welcome to the show.
And, well, thank you.
Did you meet Dennis at this event, or have you seen him or met him prior?
I actually met Dennis at a prior event that we did with NCMA, they are a contract organization. And so when you're working on proposals, contracts are certainly a big portion of proposals. Obviously, you want to go through and make sure you redline your proposals and make sure you work with your legal departments to make sure that whatever the client's looking for, you guys can deliver on and make sure there are no things that might be red flags to your business. And so it's something that a lot of times proposal managers are often very much involved with, either collaborating with legal departments on contracts or involved in eyeballing the contracts or providing some red lines as well. And so I met Dennis at that event that we co-hosted with NCMA.
Nice. So yeah, Dennis, walk us through. So essentially this conference you guys are at, this is designed for business development directors, right?
Proposal managers, more specifically.
Okay. Now help explain what the difference is between those.
Well, business development is encompasses everything, but business development is finding the opportunities, capturing the opportunities, developing the proposals, and then as Tracy said, doing all the back end work of, you know, making sure that you're meeting all the requirements of the proposals and pricing and all that kind of stuff. So this conference focuses primarily on the proposal managers, people that are managing the proposals, writing the proposals, that kind of stuff. It touches the other pieces, the capture piece and you know, the costing and all that stuff, but its focus is on bid and proposal management. And that's really what the conference is. I did want to circle back real quick. So Tracy is the APMP Colorado co-chair. That's one of the reasons why I'd like to have her on to get the word out about APMP and APMP Colorado. We have about 320 members currently in our chapter. By the way, APMP has over 10,000 members and internationally. We just broke 10,500, I guess, earlier in the month. But 320 members in our chapter here, and they're made of members from Colorado, Utah, Idaho, and Montana, as well as Wyoming. And we are trying to pull in membership from New Mexico as well. So any of those listening areas, you know, you're welcome to join and check out the chapter. And Tracy, where's the best place for people to do that?
So there are a couple of places you can go. Probably the best place and where you can get the most up-to-date information is on our LinkedIn page. We have a LinkedIn page. If you type in APMP Colorado chapter, you'll be able to find it. We put a lot of information and updates about what we're doing as a chapter. And then, of course, there's a chapter page on the APMP website that'll link to our LinkedIn page as well. And we also put regular updates on that chapter page as well. So you can find out kind of what's going on, what we're working on, what events are coming up, what webinars we're hosting, who we're talking to. And then again, if you are a member, we send out newsletters and information about people in the chapter, what's going on in the chapter, events, webinars, educational opportunities, things like that. In fact, we just are starting to wrap up a program around certification. And actually, Dennis, you may want to talk a little bit about that. So APMP has a number of certifications that people can take and become certified in. And we just did a program where we offered a rebate to our members who got certified this year. And Dennis recently is one of those members. So I don't know, Dennis, if you want to talk a little bit about your experience.
Sure. Well, one of the nice things about APMP, as we mentioned, you know, it's for the proposal management professionals. So me as a business development guy, there's a capture certification, a proposal management certification, and then there's different levels of certification as well. And they are tied in with Shipley, who's like, if you're in the proposal world, they're kind of the kings of establishing criteria and documents and the whole process for proposal management.
The how-to.
Well, APMP kind of, yes, well, APMP kind of took their baseline documentation and kind of created their own certification program. And so they offer, as part of the conference now, they offer training the day before the conference, which I attended. And then I took the test immediately after the kind of the review sessions that they had. So it's a pretty good deal. And then as Tracy mentioned, they also had a rebate if you passed it while you're here. And so that was also a little more incentive for me to kind of get the certification done and complete. Although now I'm on to the next one already. I'm thinking, well, I need to get another one. So I'm going to go after the capture certification next, and which will probably be at their next meeting, which I believe is in May. The bid and proposal conference 2022 will be in Dallas, Texas on May 22 to 25th of 2022.
And just so people
there's also
know,
a capture.
You acquired that yesterday, right? You took the exam and you
passed.
I did,
yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks. And then there's also the Capture and Business Development Conference coming up, which is going to be a virtual conference on January 27th. So again, all these events and all these activities, APMP is great. Like I said, it's international. There's a UK one as well in Amsterdam coming up sometime in the spring. But if you're into business development, capture management, proposal development, they offer lots of resources, lots of webinars, and most of the chapters now, you know, offer virtual events as well, so webinars and meetings, things like that. So you can attend other chapter training sessions or webinars as well. So lots of opportunities.
I will say one of the nicest things I think about APMP in general is that they offer a lot of opportunities to educate yourself and further your education. And one of the other really great things is learning from everybody else. So everybody comes to the table with some experience, and it's really a group that's willing to share insights, share knowledge, and really share ideas. And I think that's one of the things that is, you know, it's really one of the best takeaways from coming to something like this or participating in some of the chapter events. Because you really do learn from each other. You learn from colleagues, you learn from new friends, you learn from new people that you meet, and everybody brings something new and interesting and different to the table. We all have similar challenges, and if we can learn from each other how to improve those challenges, we're all improving ourselves in some way or another.
Yeah, and Tracy, what I liked about this conference too is, so I just was at the GeoLink conference last week, and it was more about kind of selling things and kind of updates from the government. This is really about practicing the craft of proposal management. And so really all these classes that they offer and all these, you know, even the keynote speaker this morning, I was taking copious notes and I bought his book, The 3-Minute Rule, by the way. It's all about bettering yourself and learning new skills. And I think that's what kind of sets this conference apart. It's about learning new skills. And as you mentioned, meeting people in the field who can also help you if you're working on a proposal and, you know, you need some assistance, you can have now that network too. And so it's a little bit different than some of the other events I've been to. And I know the chapter events are similar to that as well.
Yeah, I know from our chapter, the Colorado chapter, we always want to make sure that we're really looking to seeing what our members are doing and what they're wanting to hear and what they're wanting more of. And again, what they're wanting less of. And so we really try to engage our chapter members and see what they want to hear about and who we can bring in from either within the organization or outside the organization and get some interesting topics and speakers and panel discussions so that we can really foster a thought leading community. And that's something we try to do.
So Tracy, I did want to ask you, you know, you've taken the helm here of the chapter, and you and I have had discussions on the side. So just for the listening audience, and by the way, I haven't got the latest statistics from Nate, but we were at 41 states and like 15 countries. So your voice may be carried far and wide. Where are you taking the chapter in the next year? Have you kind of considered what you want to do and areas you'd like to invest in, you know, not necessarily financially, but, you know, personally, with the chapter of kind of where we're going?
So one of the things that we have had to sort of slow down on as a result of COVID is doing live and in-person events. But one of the things we plan to start doing more of, especially in 2022, is getting together more frequently. So our chapter, we have sort of hub zones within our chapter. While we are the Colorado chapter, we're not all located in Colorado, as Dennis mentioned earlier. So we have sort of hub regions where the majority of our members reside. And so we try to go quarterly in those zones so that we can meet in person and have live events. And that's something we're definitely looking to do in 2022, now that people are starting to come together more. And that's definitely something that we're looking to spend more time on. And then just really foster everybody's education, whether that's people getting certified and helping them to do that. Another big area that we're looking to do is we're looking to actually connect with colleges and universities in our area so that we can really start to think about the future of our industry and connect with college students who may not even know that this industry exists, and let them know that this is a real opportunity and a real good career path. And I think that that's something, you know, if you talk to most people, no one sort of started their career saying, or even started, you know, when I grew up, I want to be a proposal manager. It's not something that was even on my radar personally. And so I think just kind of spreading the word about it and letting people know that it is a real career path and it is something that can take you far is something that we plan to do more of.
Tracy, are we sure we want people to go into the career field?
I think so.
I'm just messing. I think it's a great, I mean, in fact, I was texting my daughter earlier while we were in the conference. She's a dental assistant, and she's had some wrist problems already because of the way they got to use their wrists and stuff. And so she's been looking some more admin things. And I said, you know, maybe you should get into proposal management. And I agree with you. I've been also talking to the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, Regis University, their business programs, and Pikes Peak Community College, asking them, do you guys have any curriculum whatsoever with regards to business development, proposal management? And of course, you know, the answer is no. And so they are willing to talk about that, just so you know, you and I guess need to have a chat about this. But they are very interested in this field. So I think there's a lot of opportunity, like you noted.
I was going to say that I think it's a pretty lucrative field and people just aren't really aware of it. And a lot of times people will have different, you know, majors that they don't know what to do afterwards. You know, sometimes, you know, writing majors don't know what to do with it or how to build a career off of that, or technical writers and even project managers. You know, I think that there's a lot of project management opportunities within proposal management. And there's just a lot of opportunity and there's a real need for this career. And quite frankly, especially in the last year or so, I've never seen more job opportunities for proposal managers in my career. And I think it's a field that's absolutely growing and it's more of a recognized need for managers, proposal managers, than I've seen before. And so I think it's a really great opportunity for college students and who are interested in this kind of field.
So Tracy, can you expand a little bit on what is your day job? Because I know this is your side gig, as we kind of laugh about, but so what is your day job? You do work similar to what we're studying here, correct?
Absolutely. So I work on the commercial side. So I will say that. So I work for a law firm, a global law firm, Hogan Lovells, and I am one of their pitches and pursuits managers. And so I basically work on some of their highest value strategic global opportunities that come into our firm and help prepare our materials and put together proposals for our clients and prospects. And then I also help our team really prepare for any sort of presentation that we may have and help for the orals of those opportunities. And that's really my big function on a day-to-day basis.
So Nate, we may have to hire her later.
That sounds like I can't afford her though.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't know. Just kidding.
There are, just so everybody knows, at the conference, there's also a vendor hall, and there are, I'm guessing, I can't know for sure, maybe 30 to 50 different vendors in the hall that offer everything from, like Tracy mentioned, to contracting companies that do, or vendors, I guess, that provide a service like Tracy just mentioned. And then all kinds of tools for proposal development, for developing of pitches. There's a guy here who does actually graphics. So if you're developing a proposal and you want some good graphics, he actually works with you and your development of your products to develop the graphics. So lots of different vendors here as well that can also support your proposal development projects. So lots of good stuff here at the conference.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I was there with you guys.
No, you wouldn't, because you'd want to buy all their stuff.
Yeah.
Well. But I am looking I am looking into things. No, it would, Nate, you would like it very much. It's a great conference, and I plan on being at next year's. So I didn't want to keep Tracy away, because she's actually supposed to be manning the Colorado chapter desk. But Tracy, thank you so much for talking to us today. I really, really appreciate it. I do, again, want to reach out to everybody out there in the Rocky Mountain region. If you are interested in the Association for Proposal Management Professionals, you can reach out to the chapter via the LinkedIn website. And it's APMP Colorado, correct, Tracy?
Yep, we're the APMP Colorado chapter.
Okay, and then also via the APMP.org website as well. If you go to the top banner, there's a drop down menu for chapters, and then you find the Denver chapter. And again, Denver
Colorado chapter.
The Colorado chapter. It includes the Rocky Mountain region. And for those of you who are interested, if you want to go with me out to Salt Lake City sometime in the near future, we are looking at that as well. The next bid and proposal conference, if you didn't make it to this one, is in May 22nd to the 25th in Dallas, Texas. And as I mentioned, there's a capture and business development conference that's virtual on January 27th. So Tracy, anything else that we kind of want to put out there real quick to the audience?
No, I think we covered everything at a very high level. We, you know, as the chapter chair for the Colorado chapter, we are always looking for new members and welcome new members, new ideas, new concepts. So check us out. And if you have anything to share, feel free to reach out.
So real quick, Tracy, what does it cost to become a member?
Actually, it costs about $150 a year, which to me is minimal compared to a lot of other organizations where I find that the costs are a lot higher. To me, it pays off in spades because you're learning so much throughout the year.
Excellent.
And that includes access to webinars. It includes, mm-hmm. I think, a monthly or weekly newsletter with all the other chapter events that you can attend. It's also got the reporter, correct? Is that, there's several newsletters?
Yeah, so there's several different things that you'll receive. There are articles that people write there that you'll get access to, and you can read and also probably reach out to any of the writers with any questions, comments, ideas you may have. There's our monthly newsletter from the chapter. There's monthly newsletters from the association, so the global association, and then you will also have access to a series of different webinars, both from the national organization and from the chapter that you participate in, and a lot of different live events from your local chapter, so you can meet with people who do what you do locally, and as well as have opportunities to go to the different conferences, and there are a number of different conference opportunities throughout the year.
Excellent. So where you mentioned search up APMP on LinkedIn. And just mm-hmm. so you guys know, that's APMP, not and P. So what is the actual website so they can become members?
I believe it's www.apmp.org.
Excellent.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll get that posted on our website as well as part of the show notes of this episode. So
great.
And Tracy, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your time. I want to be a good steward of your time so you can get back and talk with a bunch of other great people out there, not just Dennis. You know, Dennis is a little overbearing, but that's why we love him. Yeah. So once again, I appreciate it. Dennis, I appreciate you calling in and getting a lot of these things organized while you're traveling the world, living the high life there. you know, Denver, haha.
I'm doing the remote thing.
There you go. So with that being said, this is Just Nate signing off for this week.
You've reached the end of another episode of the SmallsCast podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you at the next episode.
See you at the next episode.